All right. Yeah, that covers everything, I think. Sylvia, go with Pierce. See how long the repairs are going to take on the Mercedes. Move our shit to the Bentley for tomorrow. Rosada, send this... fuck it. It's ruined. Just tell Walden to send me another suit in the dark blue Glen check. Tell him I need it Friday. Everybody else, get the fuck out and don't let me see your faces for at least 12 hours. Oh, no, not you. You plant your fucking feet. You aren't going anywhere. You see this cut on my face? You see it? Are you sick? No? Are you fucking stoned? Do Marnolini's men have your sweet old granny tied up in a basement somewhere? No? Then I'm at a loss for how a dime store fucking thug like Marnolini got the jump on us with my fucking bodyguard standing right behind me. Distracted? You don't get distracted. Distracted by fucking what? No, I want to know. You can fucking resign later. If I feel like letting you instead of dumping you in the nearest ditch. Distracted. By what? What? You're going to have to say that again. I don't think I heard you right. By me? I'm your goddamn boss. You see me every single day. Do better. What distracted you? My voice. What about my voice? No, shut up. You're just trying to come up with a lie and it's pathetic. Acting is not what you're here for. Let me think. What was I doing when you had your little episode? I was talking to Andropova, a woman I have spoken to a dozen goddamn times. I wasn't talking to her. I was threatening her. I was saying I was going to cut her. No, that's not it. Oh, I remember. Get over here. Closer. No, actually, get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees. She looks up at me. I said, don't fucking play with me. Have my shipment ready by the 10th. Put my hand on her shoulder like this, and I said, you be very, very good for me now, or I will sell you for parts. Well, would you look at that? What the fuck do I do with this? No, don't get up. Listen, I'm not stupid. I always knew you'd like taking orders. It's one of your best qualities. God fucking bless the absent father figures of the world, right? Did not know about this. But I can't have you getting distracted every time I get rough with somebody. Is it because she's a woman? It's the 21st century. A lot of my fucking problems have tits, no? It could have been anybody. So why tonight? What happened tonight, and how are you going to keep it from happening again? I don't care if you don't want to talk about it. I make the plans here, so you're going to give me all the information I need. I hope I hear something that saves your ass. A combination of things. Oh, yeah, you broke up with little Ricky. Wait, fucking Ricky? He knew about this little issue? Jesus, you let Pencil Dick Ricky smack you around? How the fuck did you keep a straight face? Is that why you stayed with that guy for so long? I'm having a whole learning goddamn experience tonight. So you hadn't gotten any in a while. What else happened? I took my jacket off. Yeah, I'm not going to stop doing that. I made you clean my shoes in the car. Who else is going to do it? Sylvia's a fucking incompetent who dresses off the rack. Say that louder. My tone of voice? I threaten people all goddamn day. Anything else? Shut up. Stop apologizing. Let me think. Yeah, all right. This is what we're gonna do. Take my cock out. You heard me. Everything you told me is something you've seen me do 1,000 times. The only thing that's changed is you don't have a man smacking you around anymore. And that's a solvable problem. Take my cock out. Professional what? Shut the fuck up. What are you gonna do? Complain to HR? Professional boundaries? Oh my god. I could have left you in a ditch after the shit you pulled tonight. Instead, I decided to help you. What? What? Oh, that's fucking adorable. You're concerned about my comfort? Take my cock out and see if you're making a boss fucking uncomfortable. Jesus Christ. Have you ever known me to do something I didn't fully want to do? Take it out. Oh, wait. I get to hit you when you're disobedient now. Look at you. breathing hard and biting your lip. I could have had you this whole time. All I had to do was treat you bad. Incredible. What are you waiting for? Suck it.
That's it. God, that feels amazing.
I can't believe fucking Ricky got to have this mouth before I did. I'm going to kill him. No, put my dick back in your mouth. Don't be an idiot. I'm not gonna kill your dumb goddamn ex just because you gave him what you should have given your boss. I'll just send him to Ohio or something until I stop wanting to break his knees. Take it deeper. I want my balls on your fucking chin. You still have things to make up to me. I want you choking on my cock every night until this cut on my face heals up. Fuck, did you just moan? Nah, I take it back. You'll be choking on my dick whenever I want. You're gonna learn to take every inch into your throat because that's what I want. And I'm pretty sure you do too. This is part of your job now. Don't worry, you'll still have to do everything else I ask. Now you just have to take my cock too. Anytime I'm bored or need stress relief or people are pissing me off, you get to entertain me. Fuck, I like this idea more and more. The next time I have to talk to fucking Rodriguez, I'm going to take my belt off and beat your ass until it looks like a cherry fucking lollipop. Oh, you like that too, huh? Stop, pull off for a second. Fuck, feeling you choke on me. Shit. Stand up. Get those clothes off. Show me what I get to play with. What, you nervous? The shit I've seen you do and this makes you nervous?
Yeah, I know that. I was there when you got most of those scars.
Unless you've been working for somebody else behind my back.
And you don't have enough free time for that.
Yeah, also I'd kill you. Very true. Now stop fucking stalling, get your clothes off.
That's it. Put your hands behind your head.
Look at that.
All for me.
You're gonna let me do any nasty thing I want to you, aren't you?
Yeah, you are.
You're all mine now. From what I can feel down here, you don't mind at all.
Shit, you know, I thought this would be fun, but I didn't think I'd like it this much.
Did you ever think about this? You ever thought about me like this?
You can't act for shit!
Not in front of me. You can't lie to me even when I don't have my hands on you.
I know you.
You look so guilty.
You did.
You thought about me.
Oh, you try not to? Which means you still did.
What'd you think about?
Tell me.
Sucking my cock? More than that, I think. Tell me the rest.
Yeah?
You want me to use you as a footrest? End of the day, throw my feet up on your back like you aren't even a person? Just a cheap convenience for me? Tell me some more.
God, you can barely talk! Just from my hand on you.
I bet you could come like this. Naked in front of me, in my office.
That's enough of that.
Listen to you moan.
Go lay down on the couch, go.
No, I'm not. Don't get me wrong, I want to. There's gonna be days where you have to do my dirty work with my cum dripping down your fucking legs. Don't worry. But you fucked up tonight, so you don't get my cock inside you. There it is.
What?
Why wouldn't I have lube in here? Not everybody pays their debts with cash, unfortunately. Squeeze your legs together. Tight.
That's it.
I'm going to get my cock nice and slick, and I'm going to fuck your thighs.
Fuck, you feel that?
So hard and so fucking close to where you need it.
Yeah.
Think about how good it's gonna feel when you do your fucking job the right way and you get to have it inside of you. Might even let you come.
If I'm having a good day.
Mark into me. Show me how sorry you are. Show me how much you want my cock. Show me how good you're gonna be.
No, keep your hands on the fucking couch. You don't get to touch yourself without permission. And you aren't getting it tonight.
And look how quick you do as you're told. Obeying me is so natural to you, isn't it? This was the obvious next step. You gave me your loyalty, your time, your mind. You've gotten the shit kicked out of you for me. And now you're giving me this, too? Jesus, I can feel how much you want this. You fucking need it. And this is all you're getting tonight. You get to feel me using you to get off. You better not fucking come when I send you home, either. You know you can't lie to me. And you know what I do to liars. Huh, should I even send you home? Maybe I should have you sleep at my feet. People call you my dog, you know. My loyal, vicious dog. I say fetch, you fetch. I say hunt, you hunt. I say beg, you fucking beg. Beg me. Beg me for my cum. Tell me how much you want to please me. How grateful you are. Jesus, you don't know how fucking good it feels having you underneath me where you fucking belong. Yeah, you've always been mine, haven't you? Can't believe it took me this long to figure it out. Fuck. I'm gonna come feeling you so fucking desperate and obedient. Fuck, I can't hold out. Take it. Make me come all over your fucking legs. Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Alright. Shit. Wow, I needed that. I didn't fucking know how much I needed that. Move. Move over. Turn on your side or something. No, I don't give a shit. These clothes were ruined anyway. Come here. Yeah, lean against me. Fuck, that was good. Are you sure I can't kill Ricky? fine, whatever. He's still a useless dumbass with a pencil dick, but fine. Jesus, this couch is not comfortable at all. Get it replaced tomorrow. I don't know, something wider. Gonna be your face in it. You pick out. Okay, glad you like that, but stop squirming. One of us is gonna fall. Yeah, I know you're frustrated. Tell you what. Do your job right tomorrow, and I'll let you come. That's right. Best fucking boss you ever had, right? Right. I need to get upstairs. Clean this shit up and get your clothes on. Follow me up when you're done.